It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostorfer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. I have it on superior authority that she is still over here, probably and most likely with news of Over There. Hi, Mirella. How are you?
Hi, Jill. Very well, thank you. Yes, you're right, from over here, but about over there, and more specifically Switzerland today, because we have voted on the weekend, last weekend, on three referendums, which I think are quite interesting, all of them in their own way. So the first one I'm going to mention is the one allowing insurance providers to secretly monitor people who they believe are committing insurance fraud. This referendum has been accepted with 64.6%. So it has, one can say that this is a clear victory. And I was personally a little bit surprised that that went through with such a majority, because a few months ago it was not that clear, as we all know that people do care a lot about privacy, about what kind of data are sent where, and about pictures, and about taping, and about everything that makes someone's life. But there was one element, I think, that helped that referendum to go through so successfully, and it's the belief in Switzerland that many of those insurance fraud cases are actually committed by foreigners. And as we know, that at the moment there is somehow this kind of anti-immigration, anti-foreigner spirit in every single country we can think of. This has maybe also played a role in the decision making. It has nothing to do with the statistics or with real facts, but by listening to people talking, I definitely got the feeling that there is a little bit this idea going on that those frauds are committed by a foreigner. Now, one will have to see what is the frame of that surveillance, what is allowed, what is not allowed, and when such a surveillance becomes truly intrusive and besides the point, basically. This will be the work of legislators to put a frame around that kind of surveillance. The next referendum that has been voted on last weekend was about ensuring Switzerland's constitution precedence over any kind of international treaties or agreement. This was one of our more right parties who wanted to make sure that no foreign country treatment or treaty, or agreement would be would weight more as the constitution of our own country. That has been refused by 66.2%. So this is also a very clear no. It's a very clear victory for the opposition to this change in our laws. And it shows in this case that when it comes down to it, Switzerland doesn't want to be completely isolated and doesn't want to, for example, go against treaties like as important as the human rights, for example. Switzerland definitely showed with this 66% that they wanted to be part of something, and that yes, there is a constitution, and yes, this is the most important. But on the other hand, Switzerland is also a part of this world and has to deal with other countries. This could be almost called a survival instinct, as we have talked very often about referendums, Gilles, and we have been noticing this pattern that when something becomes really important, when something matters, then this silent majority does come on the forefront. So no extremes there, not on the right, not on the left, but simply a middle way to say, yes, we are independent, but yes, we are also part of something bigger. And the third referendum that is probably going to surprise you was called the cow horn referendum, and it was about dehorning of cattle. It was refused with only 54.7%, which was definitely the tightest results of all three referendums. In short, it was a proposal from a farmer called Amin Kapaul, who wanted to obtain for the farmers in Switzerland a bit more money if those farmers would decide to keep the horns on the cows and goats that they have. He did that because he personally considers that dehorning cows and goats is a painful treatment that is completely unnatural, and that it goes against the well-being and the happiness of those animals. Why did he want more money? Because to have animals with horns is slightly more dangerous as without, and it requests some more organization on the farm and some different way of doing things that would also be more costly. He had on his side many associations for animal protection, and also the Green Party. And these 54.7% show that actually the population was quite sensitive to this topic. And even though probably the financial burden was the reason why at the end it didn't work out, especially for people in the urban areas. But it also shows that they, any kind of topic that has to do with environment or protection of animals is today, compared to many, not so many years ago, let's say even 10 years ago, something that people take much more seriously, and that they actually feel close to those topics. Of course, for someone outside of Switzerland, that can seem like an odd referendum, but let's not forget that one needs only 100,000 signatures for a referendum, and that considering our social medias and all the ways we have to get signatures these days, it's not so difficult to obtain, which makes it also easier for individuals to actually use the democratic system to bring some topics on the national level. And for that, Mr. Kapaul has also been praised for basically being part of a democratic country that takes any topic seriously, and nothing is too small to be considered part of life in Switzerland.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.